It was this if the were writing in their daisy. He was adored. The moment he saw Matilda, he seemed become attached to her. First, they tried to get Matilda's attention, but to no avail. Matilda was staring at her bones, as if hypnotized. He bird landed on Matilda's shoulder, patched her head, and even patched her bones. Matilda was so annoyed by the bird patching her bones that she grabbed it in one sweet move. At that moment, something seemed to change. Matilda and the bird looked at Alice, and the bird's tiny heart was beating rapidly. Matilda plumb. Matilda felt very different. The warmth of the bird in her plumb, the bird's painful heart beat, and his innocent face. Acute feelings in Matilda that she had never felt before. The bird served the loving Matilda ace and relaxed.
Matilda tried to snake his cute little friend into her paws. Matilda's mom and dad were focused on their phone. They didn't even notice she had brought a bird home. Matilda tried to find a place for the bird in her room. Secretly took one of her mom's sweaters and put it inside a box. Now she had made a nest for the bird. The next step was the feeding. She found something suitable for the bird in the kitchen and brought it over. Then it suddenly occurred to her. What would she call this bird? She had to find a name for it. She thought and thought. She lay down on the bed for a bit. Resting might do her good. Her eye caught the clock next to his bed. So much time had passed when her was caring for the birds, and Matilda hadn't even checked her phone. The most interesting part was that this palm-free horse hadn't felt head at all. In fact, she hadn't even realized how much time had passed.